New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sky Podcast listener experience. We are your hosts. I'm Steven
and Kyle,
and we're here, Holocult, with a new listener experience, which means it's Thursday. You've almost made it through the work week. You're almost there, inching your way toward the weekend, and you've come back to hang out with us, which is awesome. We appreciate you. We're here to share some of your very own experiences. Before we do that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Come and be part of the community. Join the cult. It's a cool time. If you have a listener experience you'd like for us to feature on a future episode of this very show, right here, right now, in the future, Kyle's got some deets.
I do. It's easy. Show notes, show notes, show notes. If that's too complicated for you, like it is for myself, because I never check them either, it is hollowskypodcasts@gmail.com. Write your story out. Shoot it over to the email. Or something I haven't mentioned in a while, but you're more than welcome to do, record yourself on your voice memo app. Send that over. We'll put it in the patent-pending filing system. And then it gets on its own show. It's going to be great. Good times.
It really is. And that's something we haven't gotten in a minute. No. Listener experience in your own words, in your own voice. That way you don't have to listen to my supple, sultry voice read off your experience. Unless you're into that kind of thing. And if so, then here we are. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. Check us out. No, that's not where I'm at. Not check us out at all our social medias. Patreon. You can go to Patreon for $7 a month and get free stuff. Extra shows. You get ad-free early releases. You get Casket Breath songs. Coupons to the store. Store, you're asking? Yeah. HollowSkyPodcast.com. There's a store. You can get some shirts. You can get some hats. You can get some stickers. We're in the process of getting new hats made, trucker hats. They're going to be sick and fly. So you have that to look forward to. Just a good time all around. Best thing you can do to support the show is share it word of mouth. Share it, share it, share it, share it. Everywhere you go. Graffiti it on stuff. Write it on things. Your local election, write in Hollow Sky Podcast for like your village mayor. Do all that cool stuff. You can also leave us a 5-star rating and review that I will gladly shout out on the regular show that drops on Mondays, but not this show, because this show is about listener experiences, and we have one today from our friend, Michelle. Michelle says, "Hey, Kyle and Steve, I hope you're both doing well. I doubt this is long enough for a listener episode, but I would love to get your thoughts on it. Permission granted to use my name. Thank goodness, I read that part after I said it. Michelle says, I had a dream back in October that I very sincerely hope was just a dream. I do not remember a beginning to this dream. I was just suddenly on a bed in a room that vaguely looked familiar, surrounded by people who I perceived as my family at the time, but they looked off, not quite right. Someone to my right handed me a baby, and I thought, this is my baby. I was definitely not holding this newborn properly. I didn't support its head at all. I was just holding it vertically with my hands on its side. When I moved the baby toward me, its little head flopped backwards and then came forward again. I fully expected my family to rush forward and correct me or take the baby away to someone who would hold it properly. But no one moved. They were all just standing there looking anxious. It made no sense to me in the dream. Looking at it when I was awake, it was like they were anxious that I would reject or throw the baby away rather than worried about how I was holding it. My dad, who seemed to be there, would never have let me take a baby without showing or telling me how to hold it properly. I started to feel the faintest flicker of emotion for this child, and then I woke up in my bed with my cat and my boyfriend sleeping soundly on either side of me. I do not remember being pregnant or the labor or the delivery of the baby. It was just handed to me and it made no noise. I didn't hear it cry before it was given to me. The very interesting thing is that I have two images warring in my head as to what it looked like. When I first woke up, I was a little worried that I was letting my binging of Hollow Sky influence me as to what it looked like. It was bald with grayish skin, had larger, more almond-shaped eyes than my boyfriend or I have. The second image, which produced itself when I was writing about the dream in my journal, is of a fair-skinned, red-haired boy. Not as pink as you'd expect a newborn baby to be, but looking more like a future child could be. I'm aware of the theory that dreams are just our minds processing all the information our brains have gathered throughout the day. I do believe a dream I had a few nights ago about a large black bear-looking creature that had a very long, fluffy tail was a result of that after listening to an episode mentioning the cat Squatch earlier in that day. But it had been quite a while between hearing an episode about hybrid babies and having a dream of one. Thank you for reading this. You guys are awesome and have connected so many dots and theories for me when it comes to the supernatural. Thank you for that. Stay weird, Michelle. Michelle, first off, thank you so much for taking the time to submit your listener experience. I also hope this was a dream.
Oh, I'm saying
because that's Michelle, creepy.
Michelle, you cannot. It is utterly irresponsible and unfair to blame your alien abduction on Steve and I.
I thought that she said it was our fault because we resemble the aliens.
Gray, also, also unfair.
that's where
either way
for me
completely unfair. That is not a fair statement.
Yeah, you're right. It does feel like a lot of the experiences you read about what's the best terminology here, I guess, extraterrestrial surrogates, where essentially, women are kind of just used as like
baby machines.
Yeah. Breeders, I guess, for lack of a better term. And they're taken to a point to where they're introduced to their hybrid offspring. You know, sometimes it's even just to the point to where like eggs are removed and then fertilized on UFOs, other planets, and they still bring the mother, which is weird why they would even do that. You know, it feels very manipulative to like, especially if the woman doesn't remember it, and then they bring her here and like, hey, this partially belongs to you, but you're never going to know that.
Yeah, it does seem extra sinister.
Yeah.
You know, because why would you present the opportunity to bond and then be like, see ya?
especially after you make it to where they don't remember very well. You know, it's like, it's almost like a memory wipe thing.
Yeah.
Then they do remember. I don't know. It just feels very, the whole thing is gross, first off.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the fact that you're just going to emotionally manipulate the women that are, that experience this makes it even worse.
Yeah. Greys need to get a different hobby.
Yeah.
Because they do some really effed up stuff.
Yeah.
That's across the board is no bueno for anyone.
Yeah. What is it with non-human entities being so interested in human women? Like Nephilim. Well, and I mean, human women are cool. You know?
Yeah.
But go get your own women.
That's what I'm saying.
Nephilim.
Go on, get.
Get out of here, Greys.
You pervos. It is. And it's not the first case we've heard that is similar to this, where even outside of the hybrid baby stuff, the dreamlike state of some type of abduction, medical procedure, it's a dreamlike state, but it has those hints of real to them.
Yeah. The way that she describes the actual physicality of the baby makes it almost feel like it's not real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like it's a doll. She says she didn't hear it cry. You know, there wasn't any like, is even any like emotional connection to it. When she picked it up, the head just flopped back and then flopped forward. Nobody was concerned about the well-being of it. It was almost like some sort of like, I don't know, like biotech.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase, limit two. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Weird shit going on, you know?
Yeah, and then you had the uncanny valley with her family being there. Like how she said that they were, it was them, but something was off.
Yeah, not quite right, which is
not quite right.
Gross.
It is gross. And it just, I don't like it. That to me screams screen memory.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also kind of fell in line. I was kind of going to go that route where she said she had the two warring images of what this child actually looked like. You know, the one being very gray, extraterrestrial, gray skin, larger almond eyes, bald head. And then she said that was what she remembered right when she woke up. But then as she was jotting it down later, it's like they were trying to push a different memory into her brain, which we've heard before a lot of times. They like to manipulate how you remember, which is even worse, that they can manipulate the actual scenario and then they can manipulate how you remember it. Sucks.
Yeah.
Of a more, I guess, normal humanish kid, fair skin, red hair, not as pink as you would expect a newborn to be, which is also kind of weird that it's still pulling this like pale grayish skin. I don't know. It's weird.
It is. And I still keep going back to why they would allow the bonding only to rip away.
Yeah. It feels very manipulative.
Yeah. Almost malicious.
Yeah.
You know, because the only thing that would have made sense as to why that would be allowed would be some type of, and I say this very delicately, like a surrogacy type situation. Yeah, where, you know, they're like, oh, this is what you've created, but, you know, just going to us. Outside of that, it's malicious to present her with what is semi her child and then be like, all right, see ya.
Yeah, because she stated, like, when she started to feel the faintest flicker of emotion for this baby was the moment that they woke her up, that she snapped out of it. And it makes you wonder if maybe if they're doing these kind of like DNA splicing, you know, human experiments, maybe there's rules and guidelines they have to follow. You know, maybe there's some kind of contract with who's ever allowing this to happen. Say it's some sort of high up government official. They're like, okay, we're going to let you take these people and we're going to let you do these experiments, but you have to let, like, almost like a moral recognition. Like, you have to let them meet their child, you know?
Still weird to me.
It sucks even worse.
Yeah, because even that doesn't, like, logically to me, that doesn't make sense. Because there's some, I don't know, like, if they have the full ability to remove the situation, period, the end, why not just baby machine it and never let anyone remember?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, there's
a far easier scenario. Still wrong, mind you. I'm not going to sit here and condone that by any means. But I don't know. Like, it keeps making me go back to, in my brain, and I know you hear it more with like Draco's feeding off negative emotions with people. And it, like, for some reason, my brain just keeps going back. Like, and I know it's a weird situation, but logically, if you picture a woman and her child, and then somebody takes it from her, that amount of emotion, negative emotion, is massive.
Yeah.
It's like an aneurysm of pain.
Yeah.
The question is does that same emotion come with what would be considered a hybrid baby? Because she kind of worded it in a way like she didn't really accept it, so to speak.
Yeah. It took a while for it to kick in, almost like she had to recognize that baby might be hers, might be a part of her.
Yeah. And then there's the now that I remember, there's the group of women out west that swear they give birth to hybrid babies all the time. And the same thing happens. They give birth. The aliens take them to go live on their planet because that's where they can survive. Because the children aren't exactly formatted to live here on Earth. And once in a while, the ETs will come back for a little period of time for the moms to meet the children.
Yeah.
There's a whole group of women out there that feel this way.
It also kind of bleeds into the research that Dr. Carla Turner was doing, which I know I keep talking about her and need to do an episode on her, but just about the manipulation agenda of whatever these beings are. And it kind of leans back into what you were saying about them, you know, harvesting emotions and negative feelings, because there are reports of women remembering meeting what they thought was their hybrid children, and then these beings just like destroying them in front of these women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Killing them, throwing them in like weird, like biomechanical grinders and shit. Just
that is horrific.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why Dr. Carla Turner is 10 toes down.
That's kind of crazy that you say that.
R.I.P. Carla, but she's 10 toes down on that these beings are not pleasant. So
the thread I'm going to start pulling is similar in that vein. Not, I don't think it has to do with kids, but it's in that vein. I found a little thread to start pulling, and I'm like, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, just the manipulation tactics that she's recorded, and she's why she didn't solely she didn't solely work with women experiencers, but a lot of her research had to do with women experiencers. One of her books she wrote was just the encounters of, I think, 8 women who had been in an abduction scenario. And a lot of them range, like, the manipulation ranges everything from hybrid children to even religious manipulation. Like, it's crazy and sucks.
Yeah. In the grand scheme, if it is an emotional harvesting tool, I feel like women have a lot more assets to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Attacked versus a man, you know?
Yeah.
Because you do hear of extraction from men, but it's never as emotionally charged as what, and rightfully so, as what it would be for a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Especially when it comes to, like, children and hybrid children.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, it's gross to sit and try to speculate what their intentions are in doing these things.
Yeah. I don't know. Just the violation and vulnerability of those situations is beyond me. I couldn't even begin to comprehend.
Not me either.
My brain just, I could try to think of how to process it, but I never would be able to.
No. What, and bottom line is F whatever's behind it.
Yeah.
Doing this stuff. Yeah. F this stuff.
Yeah.
Because no person should have to be put through that kind of emotional torment.
No.
Even if it's on like a lighter side, like Michelle said, where she's just starting to feel connected to this child being, and then she immediately wakes up and is taken from it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. But yeah, what's your thoughts on it, Holocult? Let's hear about it. I don't know. It's gross and it sucks.
Agreed.
But I do like that, Michelle, you took the time to send this in and let me and Kyle kind of stew on it for a little bit. And B, that you're binging the Hollow Sky enough to where we're affecting your dreams.
Yeah, I'm not gonna complain.
The cat squatch is something else. I love that you can just add the squatch to any animal and it immediately creates a cryptid. Just wait for the rhinoceros squatches to come out.
That's terrifying.
Velociraptor squatch.
Yeah, that's even scarier.
Velociraptor squatch.
A combination of the three.
Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, you got the legs and tail of a raptor and the upper torso of a squatch and the head of a rhino.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like one of them battle bots.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds You're right. like.
You are right. Let's not manifest that. Or let's do it.
Too late. Too late. Too late.
But, yes, thanks for hanging out with us, Holocult. Thanks, Michelle, for sending in your experience that we hope was just a dream.
Yes.
Because if not, you're going to have to start fighting these aliens. They're not that was not your family. Don't trust them.
Buy some nunchucks.
Yeah.
Nunchucks. Oh, right. Whatever you say.
Again, check us out on all our socials. And if you have a listener experience you would like for us to read and talk about or listen to, if you send a voice message, and then me and Kyle will go over it, definitely do so. So thanks for hanging out with us again this week. Check us out on Mondays for a regular show. Every other Wednesday drops the Night Shift audio. The Wednesday that doesn't drop, you can come and join us on the Night Shift. YouTube, live, hang out. It's a good time. And, yeah, power through the rest of the week. Till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and, yeah, I hope none of our listeners have to deal with alien hybrid babies, because that's just terrible all around.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.